Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome back to Grassroots Marketing here on CannabisRadio.com, and it's powered by the Buzz CRM, your all-in-one solution with over 500 tools to manage every aspect of your marketing. Imagine having effortless automation, AI handling your emails, social media, and even customer inquiries with their chatbot widget 24/7, personalized workflows, omnichannel reach, data-driven decisions, tracking your success with detailed analytics and reporting, and also never missing a lead with our unique missed call text back feature. Whether you're a med spa, e-commerce store, or franchise, the Buzz CRM has you covered with a single affordable plan. Get more bang for your buck and boost your marketing ROI with the Buzz CRM. Get your free trial today. Visit the Buzz CRM today to learn more, thebuzzcrm.com. And with me right now, I want to go welcome them to the program where we're talking to the owners of the first dispensary legally in Chinatown in New York City, expanding access to safe, regulated products for the community, a major milestone of both cannabis normalization and Chinatown's economic revitalization. So I'm here to go and welcome Vanessa Yi Chan to the program. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So the dispensary is Alta Dispensary, deeply committed to supporting fellow Chinatown businesses, and you just had a grand opening celebration this past week as we're recording. And a double as a fundraiser for Send Chinatown Love, demonstrating their education to the neighborhood's prosperity. So, interestingly, we haven't seen, you know, I would know it's been very hard for licenses to get doled out and for the process of inspection going through various issues, if it might have been a pop-up dispensary and all these kind of things going on, in order to get yourself all the way to being able to go and open the shop. So, take me through the idea of where it was about Chinatown that probably having this for the community and the difficulty you might have had to make it all the way to this point.
Oh, yeah. Well, there were definitely a lot of challenges on the way along this long journey. I think I started exploring it maybe in 2020, obviously, was peak pandemic. And we had a lot of issues just trying to fill the building itself in terms of the space. So just kind of a backstory, we'll back it up a little bit in terms of like kind of how this kind of came into play in terms of the location specifically is. So my grandparents were refugees from Mozambique, Africa, and they kind of just they were in the 1970s. It was very turmoil. They were turning communist during that time. And my grandparents had a pretty successful. They owned property there as well as they owned some like general businesses over there. And they saw the kind of tide turning, the government turning around mid-70s or so. So they kind of made a plan in terms of China just fleeing, literally fleeing. They pretended they were going on vacation and they just took whatever they could carry, left everything behind and kind of immigrated to New York City. So during that time in this area, they immigrated here. They knew a few people, but not very many. But they bought this building. So this is kind of like the cornerstone of my family's kind of real estate portfolio and kind of our the heart of our entire family almost. So they bought this building in the mid-70s. Back then, it was Italian and Chinese mafia. So it was a really intense time to be operating or buying any type of building in this area because it wasn't as, you know, as developed as it is and has become today. So back in the, so my grandparents and my grandparents' legacy is really tied into this building. I had family who my parents met here. My mom lived in apartment 7. My aunts, uncles, father, grandparents, they all had businesses, small businesses in here, in or out since the 70s. So I've taken over since my grandmother has passed. I've taken over as kind of the managing the family properties. And obviously, this is our kind of our heart here. And my grandmother was a big part of the Chinatown community. She used to go to Senior Citizen Center on Bayard. She was a big part of this community. So it was always a really special place in my heart. So back in 2020, as I said, you know, pandemic was, you know, hitting. It's a struggle for small business landlords like myself, like to try to just maintain this, you know, the building's profitability and also just to cover just regular costs. So we have a lot of rent control and rent stabilized apartments in this building. And I had, and you know, it was just a struggle just to kind of keep because a lot of people weren't able to pay rents, but you know, they were long-term residents. They've known me since I was a baby. So there was no way that I could kick them out, but I was really trying to think of, you know, a business that I could sustain in this building that would make money for it and really kind of, sustain the entire building in terms of like financially. So I started looking into right before legislation started really looking into it. I had a passion for cannabis. I found it later in life. And the reason why I kind of consume it was for insomnia and anxiety. So for more on the wellness and this, you know, kind of the wellness benefits of the cannabis plant, not to kind of get high. I don't drink. So this was kind of a great, when I found it, it was a really great way for me to use it naturally, you know, to use it and to kind of benefit from it. So I kind of put that together and I was like, well, I think it's coming along. It's, you know, 2020, right before legislation was happening. And I was like, started to explore it. And I was like, okay, let's, you know, I'm going to start doing it. So what I started doing was really kind of building my network. I wasn't in the cannabis industry. I actually own an indoor playground for kids in Williamsburg as well. And so I, yeah, for kids 6 and under. So that's my other business that's been active since 2013. So it's running and we have birthday parties there and all that stuff. So I'm kind of running multiple businesses at once. But I was coming from that background and I really didn't have, an idea of what it was like, but I just started researching. I just did a lot of research and I started, getting involved in Cannabis Association of New York, which back then was called NYCGPA, New York. Anyway, it was a Growers and Processors Association for cannabis. And back then, I just started volunteering, doing, you know, commenting on policy, you know, just kind of getting into the industry and just trying to connect with people. Then I was able to, I kind of applied and became the chair of the New York City regional chair with Nicole Ndai, which is another, she's also a, she's an Black farmer. And we kind of co-chaired together the New York City regional chair. And so we started putting on events and we started putting on, I mean, I think we in total maybe 12 to 14 events over the course of 2022, 2023. And I just started getting into it. So I would put on webinars on accounting and point of sale systems. And so by putting on these events and having panelists and kind of getting involved in the industry, I kind of created and brought the network to me. And that really helped kind of establish myself in the industry to kind of explore and, you know, working on policy, going up to Albany, talking to some of the senators up there and just like, you know, on the potency tax back, you know, back in the day when it was just, you know, in the, when they were just setting up the regulation. So really getting involved in that way. But it all comes down to kind of like really supporting, you know, this building and the people in it and the community. So I was really focused on giving back to the community. That was such a big part of my my grandmother's life, my father's life, every, you know, my family's life here and in New York. And because they supported her for all these years, I wanted to give back. So that's why I wanted to dedicate a portion of my profits to Santa Chinatown Love, Santa Chinatown Love, and really establish my relationship with them to give back to the community.
Now, how do you feel like one of the things that you make mention of is about education, infused with culture. One of the things is that in Chinatown, this is the 201st dispensary that's been opened up, and the idea of being able to get and integrate, assimilate, and incorporate with the community there. Tell me about the response that you had so far and what you did to go ahead and blend in with Chinatown and the culture there is therein.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
So, well, part of it is that I really started early on kind of trying to generate, you know, letters to support and support from the community members. So really going around talking to the neighbors here and kind of asking for their letters of support, even just to present to my community board number 2, when I had to do that initially during my application period. So I had kind of started maybe 6 months before that, really kind of garnering some of the support and trying to kind of prepare for when I had to present to the community board. I also worked with the community board, head of licensing, Mark Fitzgerald, put on a webinar to kind of really, you know, showcase like how other licensees can apply and approach their community boards in New York City. The other thing is also just, you know, there is, of course, a huge stigma against, you know, drug use and also with the opioid kind of affiliations with the in Chinatown as a history. But I feel that, like, for example, my partnership with Santa Chinatown, and one of the reasons why I connected with Santa Chinatown Love was because it was a newer generation of Asian Americans in the Chinese community here. And I felt that it would be, it's a newer generation. They're born here. And it's a little bit different in terms of they're not as stigmatized against it. I'm sure that the older generation is, but there is new, fresh kind of faces coming into this area. So I kind of want to tap into them to kind of make that change and really make that, push it forward a little bit because of this new generation kind of being more accepting of cannabis. So trying to integrate in that way and connecting with the right partners.
Now, one of the things that you're focusing on with Alta Dispensary is working on women's health. And the idea is that you're looking to be the first premium cannabis dispensary to address unique needs of women, transforming what it looks like to use cannabis, providing solutions to wellness, including menstrual pain relief, anxiety, perimenopausal symptoms, sexual wellness, pain management, and more. So the area of going in for women's health, talking about what was that was the angle that you felt like that needed to go ahead and be filled?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I feel like, first of all, there was a few kind of issues with it. One is that I wanted something that I would shop at. So because my background in cannabis and in my involvement with the plant is really based on insomnia, anxiety, and kind of relieving those kind of symptomatic issues of perimenopause and menopause and things like that, I really wanted to lean into that because I thought that there might be a market for someone like myself, a target man who may not be familiar with cannabis in general, and also who really wanted to focus on maybe the microdosing, and someone who's completely new to the cannabis industry at all, like someone who is like myself, may not be a drinker, but also wants to explore, you know, how they can use the plant in a legal way. And they don't have like a dealer. They're not really involved. They haven't had that history with it, but kind of introducing and kind of targeting that new cannabis consumer. I think they're calling it the canna curious. So really leaning in on the microdosing on the 2.5 milligrams, the lower dosages. Additionally, in this market, especially because it is becoming very saturated in the Lower East Side, I have right outside of my 1,000-foot radius, I have a lot of dispensaries right outside of it. And I wanted to differentiate myself as much as possible. So really leaning into kind of the pink and white, and it's very pink, white, and gold, and it's very, and obviously it's a little bit more welcoming. It's kind of like a beauty boutique and in terms of the aesthetics, and really geared towards that women, you know, that how women shop. You know, I have at my checkout line, I have accessories that people can pick up little items, and I will be carrying CBD to kind of level up. I have a big part of my store is about education, like what is a topical, what are the dosage? You know, everyone as they exit the store will get a dosing chart on how they can consume cannabis safely and in like a slow, like start low, go slow kind of way. Additionally, the store is mood based, so it's effect based. So each section is I have sleep, chill, focus, relief, and vibe. So it kind of levels up from an indica to a sativa, and then it's subdivided by how you want to consume. And then, you know, so there's no brand focus because I'm really targeting that person who wants to kind of just start their journey and how they want to consume it, and kind of explain to them how they can do that in the store.
Let's kind of direct people to the web, to where they can get to all the dispensary. Just so you know, real quickly, if you're in Chinatown or in the Nolita area of New York City, and you can get on the subway, you can get to the Bowery substation about 3 blocks. You can get right there to Alta Dispensary. And a website you're already getting built out is altadispensary.nyc. And for those that are looking to go and learn more about what Alta Dispensary will have in the store, for those that are going to make the trip over there, what can you let them know what to expect and what you're offering right now in terms of products, and, you know, what people can learn about what things are coming up right now that they can go ahead and partake?
Yeah, so right now we are, we do have an Instagram. Alta Dispensary is our Instagram. Right now we are a pretty good selection of beverages, edibles, vapes, and pre-rolls, and some flower. We're trying to tweak our product inventory as customers are coming in. We're kind of tweaking it based on needs and people coming in, but definitely all those things are available now, and we are going to be doing in-store events coming up.
Wonderful. So again, we've been talking about Alta Dispensary, 528 Kenmare Street, New York City, again in Chinatown. And make sure to go and reach out again on Instagram. It's Alta Dispensary, ALTA. And again, here with Vanessa G. Chan. Thank you for being all with us. Really appreciate you taking time out.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.